Good afternoon. I have two injuries to report on from the game. Greg Jennings has a bruised hand. I don't see him having an issue moving forward, getting ready for San Diego. Alex Green sustained a season-ending knee injury. So very unfortunate for Alex. He was really, really coming on. We were looking for him to make an impact this year. With that, I'll take your questions.
What's the mood of the team? Have you turned them loose yet?
No, they're actually still in meetings right now, but they're excited for the time off, and they're in a good mood. Better mood than their coach, I'm sure.
Is Green going to need reconstructive knee surgery?
Well, anytime you have these type of injuries, there's usually a 7 to 10 day period where they let the knee settle down. So. Surgery will take place, but as far as the details of it, we won't know until afterwards.
You necessarily have to add a back, or do you use other special teams type?
Well, that's part of the conversations that I was in this morning with Ted Thompson. So we're looking at all our options, and we'll continue to do so this week.
I guess, what is the schedule that you've got them on, and is it any different than it would have been without the CBA kind of shaping things up?
Well, I'm fully aware of the CBA. Our schedule is very similar to last year. We're always going to work today. The opportunity to potentially work tomorrow, Tuesday, was my initial schedule. Based on our success, I felt that they earned the extra day off. It's important to give your players, the 4 full days off, and living in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as we know, it's a little different, a little more of a challenge traveling to other places, particularly the coast, from Green Bay. So I'm very conscientious of that, and give our players an extra day or so for travel. So that was all part of my thinking for the bye week schedule.
Monday.
Everybody will be back on Sunday, correct?
And then work Monday off Tuesday, regular week.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you work Monday morning or Monday afternoon?
Monday morning, 6:30.
Mike, what do you want guys to do with their time? How much football do you want to do in terms of film work, anything like that? Or do you want to just kind of disconnect?
The only two priorities that I gave them in the meeting was spend time with your family and get rest. So they have strength conditioning responsibility that's been covered with them from our strength staff, but it's important for them to get away. Like, we plan on playing a lot of football here.
Why do you think your 4-minute offense was so successful yesterday to close out the game?
Really, the 4-minute offense came down to fundamentals. I thought our run blocking unit did an excellent job, and James was very patient with his course and his reads, and broke tackles. It was clearly execution football, phone booth football. We had a couple in the third quarter there that didn't come out, but really gave us the confidence to stay the course running the football. So it was clearly the execution, and you got to give the players the credit.
I've never heard the term phone booth football before. Is that run between the tackles? And
yeah, 4-minute offense, short yardage, goal line. 22 guys in a short area. Like a phone booth. I guess I don't have phone booths anymore.
So, do you think a year ago you would have been, you would have sent Crosby out for a 58-yard field goal? I mean, did you have added confidence in him based on what he's done this year to do that? Or was that?
I mean, sending your kicker out for a long field goal is really based on how he's kicking the ball, the environment that you're playing in. Sean Slocum and I have a little meeting on the field before every game based on the pregame warm-up of our punter and kicker, talk about the wind and so forth. Obviously, we're playing in the dome. And in the spot, the max was the 40-yard line. We took the sack there on third down, and the ball was on the 41-ish. And I just watching Mason kick the ball on the prior kickoffs, I felt very confident that he would hit it from that spot. But even more so, how's your defense playing? We were playing well on defense at that point, so I wasn't concerned about kicking it from the 41-yard line. So it's really a I look at it as a situation decision that you make every week, whether you're dealing with, you know, your red zone or your first third down call. You have to feel it, and Mason has earned those opportunities. He's kicking the ball extremely well right now, and especially in the dome. I mean, that kick could have probably been good for another, you know, 8, 9, 10 yards.
Mike, do you have a sense, or what sense of accomplishment do you feel right now, what you have done through your first two quarters of the season, or do you allow yourself to even think along those lines?
I'll tell you exactly how I feel about our football team, and it's really what I told them. You know, we have a different grading system, obviously, than the people outside of our meeting room, and it's based on the performance of every individual in all three phases. And frankly, based on the way we graded, we played a little bit above average game. And based on how we feel that we can play this game at the level, the standard that we can play this game, we're playing above average right now. And I think that's very exciting, because we feel strongly as a football team, our best football is in front of us. So my sense of accomplishment is we're 7-0. We just have, you know, we have a lot of room for improvement, and it's clearly evident when we go through the grades and corrections week in and week out. So that's where I'm at.
This next portion of the schedule, I mean, you can't do anything about who you play when you play them, but the records will tell you that you've got a bunch of teams with winning records coming up now on the schedule. Is there a sense that you've lived a little dangerously in terms of the amount of yards you've given up, and is that something that would be number one on your list?
It's an area of emphasis. I mean, you can go through the offense, the defense, and special teams. There's obvious areas that we need to improve on. There's little things that we need to improve on throughout our football team. That's really going to be the conversation tomorrow as a coaching staff, and we'll go through our self-scout meetings in the morning. A lot of it's going to be a review, but it's more going to be about the direction we're going to go. You know, we're not going to make big changes. We're in tune with what needs to be done. Defensively, we're giving up too many big plays, and that's the bottom line. We gave up 6 big plays in a game yesterday, three runs, three passes, and that's been our issue. So we're doing a great job taking the ball away. I think we're number one in the league in takeaways. So there's a lot of positives about our defense, but the big plays is an area of emphasis.
Talk about how you've dealt with the injuries in the secondary through the first half of the season.
Well, I mean, Nick Collins is he's a Pro Bowl player, so it's great to see Nick around personally. But Charlie's doing a good job, and Morgan's fighting through the hand. He's a lot more comfortable, and this time off is really gonna help him. Sam Shields actually was cleared today, by the doctor, so he'll be ready for work when we get back next week in our preparation for San Diego. But it's the NFL. It happens. You have to keep playing. And I thought Jared Bush, he graded out very well yesterday in his opportunity up there in Minnesota. So I was pleased with his performance.
Mike, Aaron's 80% completion percentage yesterday. How much of that do you attribute to decision-making? How much to just actual good throws?
Well, if I was going to rank him, I would definitely start with decision making. I mean, he is clearly the best decision maker that I've been around, probably since my time in Kansas City with Joe Montana. He does not get bored throwing easy completion, and that's a great attribute to have as a quarterback. He's clearly in tune with taking what the defense gives you. So he can throw the tight spots. He's has the anticipation, arm strength, and accuracy to attack the seams. But he does a great job of staying disciplined and staying within the offense.
Mike, with the level he's playing at, what you just said, does he challenge you as a play caller to push the envelope a little bit because he's so capable of doing all those things you just mentioned?
Well, I think it's good conversation. I can understand why you're asking a question. But, I mean, the reality is if you watch us play on offense, we're pretty aggressive. I mean, we line up with a lot of receivers. I don't know if it's a formation that we haven't used yet. We've moved people around. We stretch the field vertically. I would challenge anybody in the league with our vertical passing game. So we're not just a three-step, take what they give us offense. That's not really the point I was making. But, I mean, he's he's running a well-oiled machine. So it's an offense that he has a lot of options, and he's in great command of it right now.
Aaron's lack of turnovers, do you have any historical comparison? Have you ever seen anything like that as aggressive as you
can? I haven't. I mean, I'm not off the – I haven't studied it. Or, you know, we're in it. We want to keep the way we're going. So I don't spend – my time with statistics are not – you know, for history. I'm just trying to, we're trying to get our team better. That's what I focus on.
What makes him so good at that?
I think a lot of it is decision making. He's very disciplined. He stays on track. You know, a big part of our offense is getting in a rhythm and staying on course, you know, with the plan, you know, setting things up, and he does a great job of that. Like I said, he has great command of our offense right now. Great command.
Did you change things up at all, knowing the Vikings' cornerback situation with the injury and then legal stuff, or is that just your game plan?
Yeah, I don't know how much more wide open we can get based on our call sheet. I mean, we could play. I used to say double headers. We could probably play triple headers if we had to. You know, we had the ball three series in the first half. You know, that's the way the game. You know, that's the way I'm sure Minnesota would like to see the whole game go. You know, their offense was kept off the field. You know, we had one turnover on the muff punt. So, but we have plenty of offense going into the game, regardless of who they had playing in the secondary. As far as you know, in particular in the passing game. Excuse me. Solid. You know, he was playing against a great player. I think Jaren Allen is playing as fine. I think it's his best season in my time in Green Bay. So I thought Marshall did. He did a solid job. There's some things he can learn from. I mean, it's the noise, you know, the early success that Jared had, you know, on one particular sack. But I thought he adjusted well. We helped him out, you know, and I think he got into a rhythm. So he graded out okay. He's solid. I would
Mike,
be more accurate.
Are there any steps you specifically will take when this team stays grounded, 7-0 won't go to its head? Is there any message you send or anything specific?
Just pretty much what you just said. You know, we're on a bye week. If you're going to, you know, in your time off, spend it with your family, rest. We don't need any big dramatic, you know, quotes or anything. We're on a bye week. So let's be not seen, not heard, and let's get healthy. Let's recharge ourselves when we get back here, let's get ready for San Diego. They're an uncommon opponent. We're going to spend some extra time on the Chargers as a staff. We're also going to get ready for the three games after the Chargers. You know, we have three games, 11 days. So that's a different run, you know, than you normally have during the course of a season. So, you know, you go Monday night, Sunday, and Thursday. So that, you know, those are the types of things we're planning for.
So, Mike, when you turn the staff, Lewis, what is your plan for off time for the coaching staff?
They'll get some days off near the end of the week, but we'll work over the weekends. The biggest thing for the staff is we'll get our group work done tomorrow, and we'll have some group work on Sunday, and all the individual projects will be done on their time.
You have any update on Chad Clifton or Mike
Neal? Just talking with Pepper, they think they say they both are making progress. They're encouraged, and they're both making a lot of progress. That's what I was told.
You had talked about your grading system. Have you made that tougher coming off of a Super Bowl year and the fact that you see the potential, or has that been consistent since you've been here?
Well, it has to be consistent, and that's my responsibility, to make sure the assistant coaches are grading with the same consistency each week, because it's, you know, it's human nature that comes in any evaluation. So can't let emotion play into it, and it happens sometimes. You know, guy plays 99 plays in a row at a high level, and he has one mistake, and it's a critical mistake. It's a losing performance. So you have to look at those types of things, and that's why we watch it together, offense, defense, and special teams, and then everybody grades it, and then we go back into the big team meeting, and everybody presents their grades. So it's our mode of accountability to one another, to keep everybody on the same page.
Thank you.